Hi, Audio Boo. It's Jenny Newman here. I've just been listening to a post from the other night or the other day about accessibility in swimming pools. Now, reading that or listening to that just gave me an idea, really, about contributing to this post, to be honest. Yeah, I was thinking, if you were blind and are going on your own or going with your friends, yeah, it's a good idea just to for someone to be notified when they're actually arriving at the pool. And then then they can be shown where the lockers are. I actually went swimming with my support worker a few years ago. So didn't really need any assistance from swimming pool staff. Excuse me. It is difficult. If I were blind, then, well, I am blind, but yeah, if I was a blind traveller on my own or with a group of visually impaired people, then surely it would be wise to sort of, ask for assistance to get into the pool area and then to the changing room, show them which the correct locker. Another idea I've had is, for blind people, I don't know if it's going to happen in the future, it might do, I don't know, about having Braille on the locker doors. Because obviously there are blind people out in the world, out in the country. Oops, sorry. But when they're actually going swimming, they're gonna need some way of knowing which is their correct locker. If they're going on their own or whatever. So they can locate the correct locker. Now, as I obviously go with a support worker swimming. Obviously, I might not need that reference. I might do just to read what it says, because I always like to read Braille. I just thought, it would be a good idea to actually put Braille on the locker doors. Obviously, if you're given a wristband with a key on it, you can't put Braille on that because it'll get wet. And the Braille will fall off. But, having Braille on the locker doors, yeah, I thought that was a good idea. Because like I said, people can, if people are on their own or with a visually impaired friend, we can locate the lockers independently then, without asking for help. And also having something on the changing room doors perhaps would be useful. Something tactile or braille on the changing room doors perhaps. And then they can locate the correct changing room. Obviously the swimming pool itself is gonna be, a big area. So yeah. These are just my thoughts, really. But if anyone else has any more, anything else they want to, contribute about, then, well, obviously you know what to do. So, yeah, I look forward to hearing your thoughts about what you think about the swimming pool situation. I think having Braille on the locker doors and changing room doors are a good idea, or even something tactile, just to represent, Your changing room. Okay. Alright, I'll speak to you later. Bye.